This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
WEEI Afternoons. Yesterday, we had an abbreviated show at Fenway Park coming off a nice 5-3 win. Felt like a good, solid baseball win game for a good, solid baseball team. I shared that emotion and that energy with my co-host here, Ted Johnson, and he mocked me. He looked down upon me. He didn't see any reason to believe they would sweep the Reds. And he was almost wrong because the Red Sox were leading. It looked like they were on their way. And then
it's one way to couch it.
He was right because the bottom fell out. They give up a grand slam. Then they start doing what they do with the un-American style of baseball, little league baseball that includes errors and not even just errors, but plays that aren't made, extra outs, base running. And your Boston Red Sox turned back into your Boston Red Sox. They lose 8-4. And it's funny, Sam Kennedy. I have mixed feelings about many of his hits on our station and on Nesson when he does the front office report. And sometimes I think he just talks too much, says too much. Like, you're not the GM. You're not the manager. Like, why do I need to hear from you so often? And I think
he's got more power than anybody in there.
He does.
John Henry.
He does. But today I actually thought he did a pretty good job with Greg Hill on the morning show up at Lake Winnipesaukee. He wasn't up there. They were. Made a nice joke about them having time off and an unlimited budget for these road shows, which I appreciated. Nice little shot from Sam Kennedy across the bow. But he was – the thing that did strike me was the comments about Cora. Twice he referenced how Cora has referenced the World Series. Cora has joked about going to the White House next year, which obviously is what happens when you win the World Series. And there's – he just said it. You heard it right there. No lack of confidence in that clubhouse. But – is there a fine line between no lack of confidence and not being realistic, not feeling the urgency? Like, they don't exactly have reason to be overly confident right now. Your quick math says 88 games into the season. You're well past the halfway point. You're a sub-500 team. You're continuing to make the same mistakes in a variety of ways. There's double-digit Ks, Ted, which annoys us all, including the manager. We know that. Then there's errors. Then there's base running snafus. Why are they so confident? Should they be?
I think part of it is ignorance is bliss. I think it's they don't know anything. It's a lot of young guys.
Yeah.
And so they feel as though who's going to expect, you know, does Roman Anthony, should he feel the pressure of performing so that this team, you know, was winning and that they meet expectations that people had.
Absolutely.
You think he feels that?
He is a member of the Boston Red Sox. Okay. His job is to help them win baseball games.
Okay, fair
enough.
His
job is to call off Marcelo Meyer and catch the ball. His job is to get a hit in a timely fashion. I'm not saying he should carry the most pressure of anyone on the team, but don't you think if you're in that lineup, like when you were a rookie linebacker, do you think, well, I know I'm on the field, but I don't really have to be as good as these other – I think Parcells is looking at you and say, Johnson, do the damn job or I wouldn't have you out there.
I feel like it's a little different. But I hear what you're saying. Right. Like, if you're wearing the uniform, you should just automatically feel that. And I think there is, I think they feel that to some degree. I also think guys like Trevor Story, who are paid a lot of money that are maybe underperforming, are going to feel a different level of pressure.
Sure.
Than a Marcelo Meyer, who just got here, you know, yesterday, and Roman Anthony, who got here yesterday, and Carlos Novais, who I think these guys are kind of like, we're playing with house money, we're young.
Him, I will give you the out. I put Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony on a different pedestal.
Then the other guys, do you think Walker Buehler feels pressure? He's like, dude, he's here for 1 year and he's gone.
He is. So I don't know if he feels anymore because I think he is putty or goo.
Do you know what I'm saying?
He broke.
I don't feel like, you know, that these guys, if you look at them, each guy individually, you can make a case for why they might not feel the pressure. Either they're young, they're not paid that much money, they're still kind of finding their way, or some guys are just like, I'm a 1 year rental, who cares? I'm going to be gone next year.
Is it a good thing if they're still confident? Like, is there a whistling past the graveyard sense to it, or do you have to stay confident even in the face of adversity?
I think that's baseball. I think they get the analogy I always use is I think the manager, the coach, in this analogy is like the flight attendant. When I'm on a plane and I'm flying and it's all of a sudden it's like boom, 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 and I feel just all this turbulence and I look at the flight attendants. That's the first thing I do. And if they're all just walking down, please put your seatbelts on. Everyone remain calm. I'm like, oh, we're good. Just, you know, I'm not even worried about it because then I'm. If they're like running down to get themselves seated in
their own
seat,
then
I'm like, oh crap. So they have to project a level of confidence, even when there's turbulence, so that the entire plane doesn't freak out. And I just think that's part of particularly what baseball is. You pick your choice. You pick your times when you want to kind of lose your mind. And I think Alex has done that. He's gotten kicked out a couple times. All right, this is an opportunity for me to show, and he's had a couple press conferences where you can tell he's just really kind of taking shots. But if you do that all the time, Andy, you will completely lose the team. And so they have to reject a confidence, quite honestly. They're trying to manifest it. They don't really feel it, but they're just trying to talk it into existence.
So do you feel the same way about the manifestation that feels like it's going on with Breslow and Kennedy in terms of, we're going to add to this team. We still believe we're going to be a good team. We're going to be a buyer at the trade deadline. Are they selling us a bill of goods, or are they just telling you what they're going to do?
So Kennedy should know better. He's been here a long time. Breslow's been here for 2 years, but he should still know better.
Yeah.
We're all going to play all these sound bites when the trade deadline comes and goes and you did not buy.
So,
to me, they got to be – you can't be telling people that, and then when it comes, not do it.
And I keep – like, to me, they have not only set the expectation of addition, they set the expectation of meaningful addition. I used the example yesterday of Danny Jansen. Like, who? I had to look him up. What is he? Whatever. To me, if you say you're going to add and make the 2025 Red Sox better because you still believe you're a good team that could play important games late in the year – you're adding a starter, and by starter, I mean could be a starting pitcher, could be a starting player in the field, a first baseman. Maybe you bring in a regular first baseman or a pitcher in the bullpen who's one of your top three or four options late. Not like, we got a middle reliever and we added another utility infielder who can replace. So, you know what I mean? Like those aren't additions to me the way you're talking it up.
And the third wild card has completely eliminated that pretty much because everyone thinks they're in it. Like the Red Sox are two games under right now and they're three games back of the last playoff spot.
And that was Jim Bowden thing where, you know, late declaration of teams, you get to July 30th or whatever before teams are like, okay, I guess we're probably not going to make the playoffs because not only are enough teams close, even the teams that aren't can probably talk themselves, only a good week away from being close. So everybody's in it. And the Red Sox are definitely in it. That's part of my optimism. No matter how bad you think they are. Now, the flip side of that is we've had the same damn conversation every single effing year. We're only 3.5 games out of the wild card, and there's only two teams in front of us that we have to jump. And you're like, that still sounds like more than you're making it sound to be. So that's I do get frustrated with that. But I do believe they have set a bar where the general Red Sox Nation expectation is Not only are you buying, you're buying a guy I've heard of. You're buying a guy that I know how you're going to use him. I know what his role is going to be. He's going to be somehow impactful. Seems like first baseman has become a popular one. Mm-hmm. People want a first baseman. Olson, Zach.
Wanted one for
right from ever. Atlanta. Matt Olson is a guy.
Yeah, Josh Naylor from Arizona is another one.
So, like, name first baseman starts to feel like
that's the first baseman for the Royals.
Vinny Pascantino.
I kind of like that player. That's a dude's jacked up, man.
He's got a great nickname, too, the Pasquatch.
Oh, that's – come on, please. Can we get him?
You got your guy you want? You know who I want now that I found he's going to be a starter and an ace? Mason Miller. If he's available by the A's, I just found out that now most teams are linking him to a starting role, potential top of the rotation pitcher.
Oh.
You put him behind Garrett Crochet, you got the best rotation
in baseball. Why stop there? Put him in left field. Third base.
You sound like Rafi Devers now when he didn't want to play in the field.
Speaking of Rafi.
You're being obstinate.
So, let me, in your heart of hearts, do you think they will buy? And if so, why would they buy? Like, would
because
just in your heart of hearts, do you think they will be buyers?
I absolutely think they will be buyers. I may be naive.
You know
I'm with Wiggy. I heard Wiggy immediately. They hung up with Sam Kennedy, and Wiggy was like, they got to be buyers. They keep telling us, I believe they're going to be buyers.
And that's a good point by Wiggy. And I'm going to tell you this. You know, I think part of why they might be so confident in that they're buyers because they already maybe have a deal kind of in just the structure of a deal.
Oh.
Why? Why? What did they do recently where they just all of a sudden got some new money that they might want to play?
Got rid of a $300 million guy who didn't want to play and was a bad attitude. And Sam Kennedy said that this morning without saying it specifically.
You got a lot of money now that you're not paying Rafi. And I feel like they made a concerted effort to really improve this team in the offseason by signing Buehler and Chapman and signing
Crochet
to, you know, and
Bregman.
Right? So. They're doing things for the first time and they haven't done in a long time. And now you got all this money freed up with Rafi. It's kind of like, I feel like they might be actually buyers because of those reasons.
I did want to play this and I actually forgot about it until we brought up Rafi Devers. Sam Kennedy didn't describe Rafi Devers with specific adjectives, but boy, did he have a lot to say of why they traded Rafi Devers this morning. Listen to this.
A person's heart, a person's character, their makeup, their desire to be in Boston, desire to be a leader, desire to put the team first, all those elements are hugely important as you construct a roster. And so you have to factor in both analytics and the non-analytical side of things to put a great team on the field. And that's what we try and do each and every year.
I thought that was the most pointed, articulate saying Rafi Devers was not the teammate, the player, the worker, the competitor, anything that we wanted him to be, and he didn't really want to be in Boston. Like, he listed all those reasons why analytics say Rafi Devers good, right? All the rest of this says Rafi Devers isn't a good member of the Boston Red Sox.
The only thing I would want to ask Sam if he was being honest with me, just him and I out by the fence post, just two dudes talking, would be like, You mean you just figured this out just now?
Right.
Like, so this is news to you, how Rafi, all these things that you're his leadership style, his attitude, like this is all just brand new. You've had him in your system for 8 years.
Yeah.
And this is all just, you gave him all this money, and now all of a sudden you're like, oh, he's a bad teammate?
No.
Well, to me, it's just, really, guys? I don't know. I get all the reasons he's talking about. I get. You don't want that guy in there. But I feel like, didn't you know that before you gave him all that money?
Maybe not. Yeah. Can I make a comparison?
It's
like, people get married, right?
Bro.
And then they get divorced. You didn't know all of that when you married that person? And now you want to get divorced a few years
later? I've been divorced. You haven't. How would you know that?
I'm just saying, like, isn't that a similarity?
Ding, 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 ding.
You married Rafi Devers. You married a woman, and then 8 years later, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah,
when we first started dating, this wasn't what. Yeah,
and some of it is because the person changed, and maybe some of the warts were magnified or exploded, or certain situations or stresses brought them out, and they bubbled to the surface. But
or manipulated, some would say.
I actually do think, though, we are defenders of Alex Cora, even though he kind of blew us off this week, right? The game got changed yesterday. We never talked to him.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, he's lied to us. Now he's blown us off. But I still defend him. He gets a lot of heat. The one area that I do continue to think is his biggest sort of strikeout this year is Rafi Devers dealing with him in his relationship, and also what you just said. He's been around Devers a long time, and Cora's supposed to be a relationships guy. Did he tell them, listen, be careful with this contract. I know this guy. There might be some warts under the skin, or he might not be all in. He might not be the competitor or the teammate you want him to be.
I think it's possible.
Well, isn't that why they had Breslow talk to him instead of Cora about playing first base? Because they wanted to maintain that relationship between Cora and Devers?
Yeah, kind of. But what do we get out of that relationship would be my question. Whenever Devers got what he wanted, which was the bulk of his career, they had a good relationship. Well, relationships are supposed to be two-way streets. Every once in a while, I need to, you do me a favor, I do you. You pat my back, I pat your back. I don't feel like we ever got anything out of the Cora-Devers relationship.
I think to Zach's point, though, I think it's a good point. It's kind of, Breslow went in there at first because of the protect that relationship. And then you saw how Rafi responded to it. And then even Cora got annoyed with, because he was hoping that he would be a good teammate and eventually, you know, succumb to the pressure and kind of be embarrassed that, by right. the fact he wasn't being a good team player. And then when that didn't happen, it just even Cora lost interest in trying to prop the guy up.
I think that circles back to your original question, Andy. Did this, or Ted, your original question, did this sneak up on them? I don't think the leadership aspect snuck up on them. They knew that Devers didn't want to be a leader. He didn't want to take on that role. I think the bad teammate part of it snuck up.
And there's a difference. Right. Yeah, not being a leader is one thing, but being a bad teammate
bad
is something
teammate
different.
And
yeah.
bad worker or employee or being willing to do what is needed. This is also where if Dan Ball was here, I would throw him a question, but I'm not going to put these guys on the spot. Just to update the Giants' record and the number of strikeouts that Rafi Devers has, because they are a losing team. And Rafi Devers, I believe, is up to 24 strikeouts in the time since he left the Boston Red Sox in about 13 games. Yikes. So he's averaging like two strikeouts a game. So he kind of looks like the guy that pouted to start the year and struck out 16 times in 19 at-bats.
Can we just real quick go back in time? Remember at the start of the season how fascinating it was to watch Rafi Devers at the plate?
Unbelievable.
Like, you're just like, he's like, can't strike out again, can he?
And then he got to the point where he's hitting everything with a release velocity of like 110, and you're like,
it was only a few months ago, but didn't he have like the worst start to any career, anybody's
I think
career?
It was 16 strikeouts in 19 at-bats, if I remember correctly. It was somewhere around there, and it was really bad. Zach Coe, do you have his strikeouts in San Francisco?
Yes, he's hitting 203 with 25 strikeouts. The Giants are 5-10 in 15 games.
5-10, a team that was in the postseason before he got there, and the Red Sox were in the postseason before he left. So I stand by Rafi Devers with one trade removed two teams from the postseason in Major League Baseball, made two teams worse. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to have a little fun. A little 5:30 fun leading into 4th of July. Not that we haven't been having fun all day, but food talk. They go hand in hand, right? Fireworks, food, 4th of July, the three Fs. No football because it's summer. That would be a nice fourth F. But we're going to do a draft, a snake draft. It's going to be Ted Johnson, myself, Brian Frazoco, and we're going to draft foods at your 4th of July cookout. And I think this is going to be fun. We'll get Zach Coe to put together the draft order. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final times today, Zach Coe with What's Trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
WEEI Afternoons, and for the first time today, I have no idea what this song has to do with America or the 4th of July.
It's Freebird. It's the most American song going.
Oh, okay. It's not in my sweet spot.
It's good too.
I think this was the goal horn for USA during that Four Nations.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Great call there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Great call there.
Okay, it feels more American already. Well done. Nice job, Frizoka. Okay, so tomorrow's 4th of July. I think many of us out there will partake in a cookout if we're fortunate, either at your house or a friend's house, family member's house. So food goes together with holidays, family, gatherings. And so we decided, and I think we're going to do this more in the future, some of these snake drafts. It's a enjoyable thing to do. We used to do it on the Mutt at Night show when I was on there with him, and I enjoy these. So we are going to do a snake draft of your 4th of July cookout foods. So the first thing we need to find out, and we're each going to pick four. It's going to be a four-round draft. But the first thing we need to find out is the draft order.
Alrighty, so I threw all of your names into a randomizer. Brian told me to randomize it 7 times, and we have Andy with the first overall pick, Ted with the second overall pick, and Brian with the third pick.
Why don't you randomize it 8 more times?
No, we got a pick. We're ready to go. I don't know why you made him do it 7 times. You're just like cracking the whip back there.
I said pick a number between 1 and 10.
Oh, well, that's on you then. You should have said a number between 1 and 1. Okay, so it goes Andy, then Ted, then Brian. Obviously, Brian will have the back-to-back picks there, 3rd and 4th overall. And we do not have, Ted was asking during the break, we don't have like an official list of draft picks. You can draft whoever you want, and once you draft that food item, drink item, whatever it may be, you own it. So I am going to go first because I have that pick, and I'm going to go simple. I think this holiday goes hand in hand with this food. There are certainly some contests where people try to eat as many of these. Quiz with Stiz, we were asked how many of these are eaten by Americans, and it is millions. We're shaving years off our lives. But the reality is hot dogs and the 4th of July go together. So, baby, give me a good hot dog with mustard, relish, and ketchup on it.
Okay.
Number one pick, hot dog.
All right, I like that. Okay.
Did I reach? You like it? I like instant analysis of the pick?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind
of
the most
safe pick, but I like
basic
it.
Thing ever. But
you just call me a basic bitch? You just call me a basic bitch?
No, I didn't.
Right on the air? Jeez.
No. I don't need to say it. Just look at your shoes, and that says everything you need to know.
Oh, come on. My friends at Hey Dude are awesome.
My turn. All right, so hot dogs off the board. I'm going to go with pulled pork slash chopped beef. Kind of like the same thing. Pulled pork slash chopped beef.
In a sandwich.
Yes.
You know what we're finding out right off the bat? The guy whose dad owns a barbecue place has cooler cookouts than the rest of us. Because I'm just package of hot dogs, grill, roll them around a little bit. They get charred. He's got pulled pork, or what's the other option?
Or chopped beef, it's called, yes.
Wow.
I'm looking at the original Rib Tickler menu right now, and that is, woo, very, very delicious.
You can come to my cookout anytime if you bring pulled pork.
Just so people know, my parents owned a barbecue restaurant for 40 years, sold it a few years ago, but the owners kept the name and a lot of the same recipes, so the menu's still a lot of the same menu when I was a kid.
It's a great pick. You just took Hagen's. He was supposed to go number one overall, but you took him number two overall. Great value. All right, Brian Frizoka, third pick.
All right, Ted's going to call me a basic bitch for this one also. I feel like I got to go hamburger here.
Okay.
Right? Just sort of simple, basic, but everyone loves it. I think it's, in my opinion, step up above the hot dog a little bit, right? A little nicer, a little more filling.
I agree. The only reason I went hot dog for my is I eat cheeseburgers more often throughout the year. I don't eat hot dogs a lot.
That's fair.
If I'm not at a ball game or like a certain cookout, I feel like there's not a lot of hot dogs.
You're not going to go to a restaurant and order a hot dog.
Not once have I ever done that.
Could go to a restaurant and get a burger.
All the time I do it.
Absolutely.
Quick, just a little note. If you want to watch an interesting movie, have you ever heard of The Founder? It's called The Founder.
Yes.
Michael Keaton.
Yes. I actually downloaded it for the trip to Green Bay, but never watched it on my Netflix.
Yep. Okay. So it's a great movie. It's about how McDonald's started.
Yep.
And it is
Michael
wild.
Keaton, right?
Michael Keaton. Yeah. He's great in it.
Can we put that on the, is it
we
good
put
enough?
It on the,
okay.
You know what? You know, I don't know. I mean, your wife walked out on,
Last of Mohicans.
So
Dan Ball shut it off.
I think it's a fascinating story, but it basically is like, you know what? Just start a place that just, you need a hamburger, fries, and a Coke.
Keep it simple, stupid.
It's that simple. All right, go.
All right,
Snake again.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So it's me again. So yep. I'm going to go drinks here because you're going to get thirsty outside. Keep it simple again. I'm going to go with beer.
Beer. Okay.
That's a good pick. Beer at four overall is a solid pick.
A little bit of a steal, I feel like.
That's very good value.
I feel like that one's James Hagen's.
Maybe. And I do think early on, and we're going to post these results on social, right? Are we going to even do a poll maybe to see who won?
Absolutely.
The draft? Okay. Absolutely, because Brian Frazoco is in the lead right now.
Okay.
Ted Johnson, you're on the clock.
I'm nervous someone's going to pick this one, so I'm going to get it in there now. And it's a dessert. To me, it's the perfect summer 4th of July dessert, and that is peach cobbler.
Oh, wow. This is a step up from us. Brian, you got a good solid one, but I think we're getting shamed here at our cookout menu.
No, it's still
got a bougier cookout.
Yeah, he's got pulled pork and peach cobbler.
We're only halfway there.
Is that a la mode? Can I get a little ice cream on
a little a la mode? Yes, for sure you can.
Okay, so peach cobbler goes number, five overall. So I am on the clock at six. So I need something to eat with my hot dog, and I think there's two choices left on the board that I'm going to split between, and I'm going to go with the one that doesn't give me indigestion. So I am going to go with a good pasta salad to go with my hot dog.
You know what? I like a good pasta salad. Like, just can we not put the olives in it?
You don't like the olives?
I'm not a big olive guy, so my preference is no olives in my
mine is also a preference that is a, I don't know what you call this, like a dressing-based or a liquid-based, not with mayonnaise. Sometimes people put mayonnaise in it or something.
Italian dressing, that's what
Yeah, like Italian Absolutely. Dressing or a Greek dressing, right. One of those. Okay, so pasta salad off the board. And then I come back around. I feel like I want an appetizer. And this one's going to be controversial, I feel like. But we actually saw two plates of them go down the gullet of one Nick Fitzy Stevens last night. I've never seen that before. You order deviled eggs once in a restaurant. Oh. Interesting. He ordered a second tray of deviled eggs
That's
just for himself.
Weird. Yes.
But I like a good deviled egg at my, and you got to get them early before they sit in the sun.
Yes,
they can't sit out
That's
for long.
That's kind of why it's like, ugh, the way they look sometimes. Ugh.
You don't like deviled eggs?
I don't. I like eggs. Love eggs. Not deviled eggs.
All right. Deviled eggs are off the board. All Ted right. Johnson, number eight overall. You're back on the
All right, here we go. I've gone with the meat. I've gone with the dessert. I'm going with the side now. Give me some street corn. Street corn.
He is definitely bougier than us.
I am a big fan of the street corn on the grilled Lord. Street corn. Yep, is my choice.
So I've written down a list of all the items I might be picking.
None of Ted's are on
and,
it.
Well, I'll have like pie or corn or, you know what I mean? And Ted's just so much more specific than I would ever think.
But if you invited us to your house for 4th of July, would all of this actually be presented to us?
You don't know. It might say, no. My dad is the cook.
So if your dad invites us over, this
then
might be presented. Okay. Okay,
you
good
need
to
senior
know.
To invite you.
Okay, perfect. Brian, you're up, number nine.
All right, so you stole my side. I wanted to go pasta salad, but I'll go with its younger brother, potato salad.
That was the debate.
Okay.
That was the debate right there. It was like Manning versus Leaf, Drew versus Meyer. You got to take one.
Pasta salad's a little lighter.
Yeah.
And especially in the summer, like you're already eating all the, the burgers, the hot dogs, the pulled pork, whatever Ted's having.
Chopped beef,
So, you want a little lighter side. So I went with potato salad there. And then rounding out, I was debating, do I go dessert? Do I go another entree? I'm going to go another entree. I'm going to go grilled chicken.
Okay, that's
good. Any kind of chicken, throw it on the grill, barbecue chicken, whatever you want to put on it, thighs, wings, breasts, whatever it is, give me grilled chicken.
Wait, we're talking about chicken, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Not Sydney Sweeney.
Okay, my
Ted,
turn.
Number 11.
Is this my final
this is
one?
Your final selection. We're in the last round of the food draft.
So, I got my chopped beef. I got my pulled pork. I got my dessert, peach cobbler. I got my street corn. And one more. I need one more side.
Okay.
A good coleslaw. Give me some coleslaw for my 4th of July party, please.
So, Ted, I thought about that one.
Yeah.
The only reason I didn't end up selecting is because I knew we were going to do a poll on social media. And I know coleslaw is a little polarizing.
It is polarizing. And you know what I think? Yeah, a lot of
and I love it.
I love it too.
You know what? It's cold. It's a hot day.
Stinks.
My point.
Stinks.
If you don't like mayo, you hate it
so bad.
But not all of them are. Some of them have like a tang to it. I don't know if they mix in a little vinegar or something.
I'm a less tang guy.
You like a little. So I like a lot of coleslaw. I would not have drafted it either. You know what it feels like to me? Literally, like if we're doing the draft comparison, the undrafted rookie who then goes on to be like David Andrews, and you're like, that's a good solid player right there. Yeah. You didn't draft him and me, whatever, but he went on to really contribute. Because I'm a coleslaw guy that when if you go out with the family to like a seafood restaurant, and they usually have it in like the little cup next to the fish and chips or whatever, I'm always like, oh, you're not going to eat that? I'll have that. I'll have that. I'll have that. And end up eating like four or five cups of coleslaw.
That's disgusting. That's so gross.
It's good.
It's just mayonnaise and cabbage with like carrots and stuff. That's
gross. What's wrong with that?
Disgusting.
You don't eat mayonnaise at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you could also make it with Miracle Whip. I'm a Miracle Whip guy. So the last overall pick, Mr. Irrelevant. I think the question is here, do I balance out my menu and try to hit a category I haven't? Or do I double up on like a protein? The way that Brian Frizzoco did. So my choices here would be like brownies. I like a good handheld dessert, a brownie or a cookie. If I can get that mixed platter like you get at BJ's that comes with both, that's an option. But I'm going to go a little heftier. I'm going to say some good old-fashioned steak tips. Give me steak tips on the grill because my hot dog feels like gimmicky, youthful.
Well, that's the kids' table. Yeah. You sit at the kids' table?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes.
Okay. The
kids are cooler and they're more fun. Like you, not like you snobby adults with your peach cobbler.
The adults are eating the steak tips at the adult table.
Yes, and I will too. So steak tips is Mr. Irrelevant. I think that's a good song.
You know what, Andy?
Mr.
That's
Irrelevant.
A steal right there. Yeah. I didn't even have it on my list.
You know what? Good. It is. Good it one. Is a good call
good
right there, man.
Good steak tips marinated. Ooh, on
you
the
do
grill.
A little kebab.
Oh, yeah. If you wanted can. To. All right. So those are our, I went with hot dogs, pasta salad, deviled eggs, and steak tips. Mr. Snooty Hoity Toity over here. Ted went with pulled pork, peach cobbler, street corn, and coleslaw. Brian, I like his draft. Hamburgers, beer, potato salad, and grilled chicken. So those will be posted at WEEI on Instagram and Twitter. We'll have a Twitter poll, I think. Who had the best draft of 4th of July foods?
I like that.
And we do have Ted admitting, though, don't think if Ted invites you to his house, you're getting that kind of a menu. We learned only Ted Sr. provides that good correct. Of a cookout. Ted, I think, would probably give us burgers, dogs, and a beer,
that's,
right?
That is exactly
okay,
right,
okay, keep it simple, stupid kind of menu. All right, that's our snake draft of 4th of July foods. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we have a little movie talk, a little sad movie talk. A great actor passed away. Ted Johnson wants to honor him, and we might dabble a little more conversation about what everybody's doing on the 4th of July. That's close things out with odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is more like it, Zach.
Hey. Is it not cool if a guy over 50 hears this song and sings it in his car with the windows down?
How can you not? It's okay. Fun is okay in music. You don't have to age out of fun, Ted.
I love this song. I will sing
Everybody
this song.
Does. This is, I don't know if he cares if I out him. This is literally one of Paul Perillo's like top five favorite songs.
Oh, is it really?
Same thing. Yeah. Like when it comes on, he just turns into like, you feel good.
Yeah.
Isn't that what music is supposed to do? Like make you feel?
It is. It is.
Right? Yeah. Sometimes good, sometimes sad or whatever, but it's supposed to make
Very
you feel.
Powerful, yes.
This is upbeat.
Yep, no doubt.
This is a good job, Zach Coe.
Credit to Jacob. He gave me this.
Well, good job, Jacob. This is a tremendous way to close out WEEI Afternoons today. Coming up on Odds and Ends, sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Our guy, Ted Johnson, who is our movie guy around here, our professor of film, so to speak. There was a famous actor that's passed away you wanted to note.
Yeah, recently, Michael Madsen. He's a character actor. He rarely plays the lead, but he's a fantastic actor. He kind of had a booming career and then not so much, and then all of a sudden Quentin Tarantino was a big fan of his, and he started putting him in. And that's what a lot of directors do. They kind of bring actors, they have the same actors in a lot of their movies. And Michael Madsen was in a lot of Quentin Tarantino's movies, and so he recently passed. They found him in his Beverly Hills home. They are thinking maybe a heart attack, a cardiac arrest. They found him, but he's just a cool dude. He's got cool roles, in like Reservoir Dogs. You've seen him, but one of the coolest roles I thought was he was an assassin in Kill Bill Volume 2. And this is one of the scenes that Michael Madsen had in Kill Bill Volume. Just one quick little line. Take a listen.
That woman deserves her revenge. And we deserve to die.
That's it. That woman deserves her revenge. We deserve to die.
What's his best movie?
Probably Reservoir Dogs is probably his biggest movie he's played in with his biggest role. But not a lot of big roles. Again, I think it was Quentin Tarantino that kind of gave him life, if you will. He was in The Hateful Eight, Kill Bill Volume 2, Species 2. Like I said, Reservoir Dogs, and then a bunch of ones I've never even heard of.
If I'm reading this right on IMDb, he had 328 movies. And if I'm reading this right, he has 18 more movies coming out.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. That it says upcoming and like in post-production.
I mean, have you heard of most of these movies? I've never heard of. They're all just these small.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean,
if you saw him, you know exactly who he is. He also has a very distinct features.
Clearly a guy who worked his ass off.
Yeah.
He's got 18 movies in the can that are on their way out after his death. So that's.
I used to kind of make fun of like actors. Like, why are you taking that role? Why are you taking that role? It's like. A lot of these, they want to act. They just want to, like Nicolas Cage. Well, any movie script you throw at, oh, man, it's kind of like you never know which one is going to hit probably as an actor. So you might as well just do them all and see, catch lightning in a bottle kind of thing.
Absolutely. The other thing we wanted to touch on is we wanted to get everybody's 4th of July plans, because I think this is an underrated holiday personally. I think you get a little too much attention for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and 4th of July, I don't know. I don't know that people put it quite on that same pedestal that I do. I'm a parade guy. We have a parade in the town where my mom lives. Old-fashioned parade. Old-fashioned. A lot of tractors, fire engines.
Yeah, the kids get out there, balloons, clowns.
They throw candy at the crowd. So like the kids, you go there if you're a little kid with like your shopping bag, and you can go home with more candy than you're going to eat. Mm-hmm. So we do that. Then we have a big bash. We're obviously down on the water with the boat and everything and a cookout.
Is there like a Miss Dartmouth that waves?
I think there is a Miss something that rides in a convertible sitting up on the back there. So, yeah, a little bit of an old-fashioned parade. Not the oldest. I think that one's in Bristol, Rhode Island. I think they claim to have the oldest 4th of July parade that's like 128 years old or something like that. But Zach Coe, what's the Coe family 4th of July like?
I'm probably going to bring a TV outside, crack open a couple beers, put the Sox game on early, and then me and my sister have some friends coming over in the afternoon, so a lot of drinking by the pool and just hanging out.
So when you say a TV outside, just a regular TV outside?
I have three TVs in my room.
Brag.
Yeah. You really?
Yeah, mostly for college football and basketball.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so I'll probably just bring one of the smaller TVs outside and set it up on the porch and get the Sox game going.
You know, like in my dream house, I'm going to have a big TV outdoors.
That's what I want. Do they work? Like, does anybody have one now? Yes. Like, have they?
Some of the setups are insane, bro. Maybe you get like a little bit of an overhang to protect it.
That's what I want. I have one at my mom's house. I want one that folds down from the overhang so I can look out over the river where my boat is and watch like the Red Sox game he's doing.
Heaven, bro.
That's kind of what I want.
You know, you can look up, just find out like little, like I get ideas for like outdoor patio, TV, fire pit, and you'll see all the incredible kind of ideas they have.
Because I've kind of been looking, and a lot of them are made by non-traditional, like it's not a Sony outdoor TV. It's like a computer or company I've never heard of, and I don't know if they're any good, if they last.
Not sure about that.
Because I know they have to be brighter. Because you can't see as well outside, so the screens themselves have to be brighter than a traditional indoor TV to deal with the light. But that sounds like a good setup. Beer of choice?
Sam Summer.
Okay, enjoy it. What do we got over there, Jacob?
I got work tomorrow, but I'm producing the Red Sox game tomorrow, so I'm excited about that.
You know, that's 11 o'clock?
11:35, yes.
11:35, a little holiday affair.
I like working on holidays. Weird. Nobody's here.
So come in.
I could, I guess.
I will not be coming in.
You guys need me? I come in.
Dan Ball, John Lyons, and Ted Johnson following the Red Sox game.
I met John yesterday, sweetheart of a guy, and his dad, Mike. Good
yeah,
good
poor
folks.
Guy. Poor guy was in the same seats he sat for Game 6 of the 75 World Series, and he was well on his way to a win, and then the bottom fell out for him. So what's Ted Johnson, 4th of July?
Not a lot, Bubba. I got
motorcycle?
We got some. Yes, that is it. That's probably what I'll do, get a couple workouts in. The motorcycle. And I got a nice little speaker on it so that I can listen to, I'll be listening to Jacob and Dan Ball and anybody else doing pre and post on the Red Sox. I jam it up with my sports talk, and so probably a lot of motorcycle riding.
And how long are these rides?
I'll go for an hour and a half, 2 hours, three hours sometimes.
Nice.
There's these routes, best motorcycle routes in Massachusetts, and it gives you all these great routes to follow. It's awesome.
Well, everybody have a tremendous 4th of July tomorrow. We do love fireworks, but be safe with them. You know, watch the professionals
or
be smart.
I 12 deaths annually from fireworks.
Yeah, let's not add to that number. Let's be careful. Have fun. Don't drink too much. Hydrate. You're out in the hot sun all day. Take care of yourself. Enjoy your cookout, whether it's a highbrow one with pulled pork and peach cobbler or just hot dogs and beer like the rest of us. Enjoy your 4th of July. Thanks for listening. And we will be back on Monday with a new full week. And hopefully by then the Red Sox have a bunch more wins, a winning record. And I can tell Ted that he was wrong and optimism reigns in Red Sox Nation. Have a good weekend, everybody. Talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.